Hachette Audio presents Lost Boy Found, written by Kirsten Alexander, read by Andy Arndt.
No one can pass through life any more than he can pass through a bit of country without leaving tracks behind, and those tracks may often be helpful to those coming after him in finding their way. Robert Baden-Powell, Scouting for Boys. Author's note. Half Moon Lake is a work of fiction. Every character, conversation, and event as described here is imagined. There is a town called Opelousas, and a body of water called Half Moon Lake in Louisiana, but neither of these places bears any resemblance or geographical relationship to my fictional versions of them. And while some of the historical moments mentioned in the novel did happen, I am neither an academic nor a reporter, so I would urge readers not to rely on Half Moon Lake as an accurate telling of history. There is, however, a fascinating true story that inspired Half Moon Lake, that of American boy Bobby Dunbar. Like many people, I learned the Bobby Dunbar story from Tal McThenia's This American Life radio documentary, The Ghost of Bobby Dunbar. I admit to not hearing the original 2008 broadcast. I encountered the story years later. Tal McThenia also wrote a wonderful book with Margaret Dunbar Cutright titled A Case for Solomon, Bobby Dunbar and the Kidnapping That Haunted a Nation, 2012. In Bobby Dunbar's tale, I found such a wealth of interesting ideas about family, power, authenticity, and identity.